Bottom of the fourth inning, 1-1 is the score as Johnny Brito just worked out of the bases loaded jam. And we just got done talking with one of our very special guests today, Captain David Drummond, former POW and many-time award winner and Vietnam War veteran. And we have another special guest coming in here, Ruth
Norte.
Ruth Norte from the Project Horses for Forces. As the first pitch to Jason Rosario is taken on the outside corner for a strike, nothing and one. And tell me about what you do for Project Horses for Forces. You're the therapeutic riding instructor, correct?
Yes.
There we go.
So we work with veterans with wounds of service. So whether it's wounds of combat, traumatic brain injury, multiple blast exposure, or whether it's military sexual trauma or just regular, well, there's no regular post-traumatic stress, but the experience that people have had in their service or in their combat missions. And we work with them with horses. So we partner them with horses and with veterans. All our volunteers are veterans so that they maintain that brotherhood and they feel at home once they come there. And then they get to work with their horses, and those horses have an uncanny way of healing them, of helping them recover.
Well, that is really unique as the next pitch is outside. It's now a 3-1 count to Jason Rosario. And you have a really interesting story, too, because I didn't get to talk to you very much before we started here, but you told me you're from South Africa, correct?
Yes, I am from South Africa, and we moved to the United States 25 years ago, became a U.S. citizen, and I had a big desire to give back to the U.S. because of what it has given me. And so I was a 2-time Olympian in the sport of kayaking.
Wow.
But I never got to win a medal for the United States except at the Pan American Games, which was awesome. When that flag race and that anthem played, you have no idea how good that felt.
I can't even imagine.
But the Olympics, my third Olympics, which would have been for the United States, was not to be. And I felt so disappointed that I wasn't going to give back that way. But guess what? God had a better way for me to give back.
Exactly.
And that was to give back through our veterans, to serve them, because they're the MVPs, aren't they?
Yes, that is a really special story. As just now, Jason Rosario grounded out to short on the 3-1 pitch, and Blake Perkins is now behind in the count 0-2 after a swing and a miss and then a foul ball. Let's talk about that, too, because you haven't been to many baseball games either, you were telling me. How has this experience been for you, especially on a special day like today on Veterans Day in America?
Well, this is my highlight of my year every year when I get to come here and get to honor our veterans on the field and then actually get to watch a little bit of ball game because, yes, it's baseball is not that big from where I come. I used to obviously sometimes train with the South African baseball guys in the gym and so, but, yeah, it's fun to see this and to actually learn about the game.
Next pitch is bounced to short, another chance for Guzman, and he was just able to beat Blake Perkins, and he is livid about the call, really unhappy with the first base umpire, but that's how it goes for the Patriots. Two outs to begin the inning, and that'll give way to Chad Bell. And for those who are tuning in and they haven't heard of Project Horses for Forces, because this is really good stuff that I didn't know about coming into this, where can we find you? Where can we find more information and support the cause?
So we're on Facebook, on Horses for Forces. We're also on the internet. You can just look us up, Project Horses for Forces. You'll find the website fairly easily. Our programs are in Long Valley. We have veterans coming to our programs all the way from as far as Toms River, Brooklyn, Frenchtown. So they come because they spent the whole day with us. We include their families in the programs. We have programs for children of our veterans. So, yeah, I think the easiest way is to look us up online. If you're here, if people are here at the game, we have our table there. And then June 11. Did you tell you about the June 11 event?
No, tell everyone about it.
All right, so on June 11 at the Central Jersey Airport in Manville, we have a massive event hosted by the New Jersey Veterans of Veterans Network, Welcome Home Veterans of New Jersey, Frontline Arts and Horses for Forces in collaboration with the Rotary of Branchburg. We have a massive event, Kids Touch a Truck Fun Day. So there's tethered balloon rides, there's hay rides, there's all sorts of fun for the kids to climb onto the machines, police cars, fire brigade, you name it, little airplane flights, and all those funds will go in honor or to serve our veterans for those four veterans organizations. So I'm hoping people will come out. The veterans organizations will be there. But bring your kids and come and spend a day with us. Great food, live music, and lots of fun for the children.
Chad Bell grounds out to end the inning, and I want to be there now. I'm so glad you told us about that. It's great stuff.
It is one of the best events. They have a 100 by 60 foot flag that flies over while they play the anthem. And it is just so powerful, like the flyovers that they do here. Mm-hmm. You know, you just can't beat that kind of thing. And then the kids love it because they get to climb on all sorts of things and press all sorts of horns and excavate some dirt, and they get to thank a veteran. And so it starts at 11 o'clock, 11 to 4. Jersey Central Airport, June 11th.
Easy
Rain
enough.
Day, June 12th.
11th and 11 o'clock. Can't forget that. Well, it sounds like a great time for a great cause. So, Ruth, thank you so much for joining us here in this fourth inning. And the Patriots are tied 1-1 heading to the fifth. And thank you again. It was great talking to you.
Thanks for having me.
No problem.
Great to talk to you.
All right, we'll be back on MILB.TV in Fox Sports, New Jersey.